This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
I mean, it's amazing to see life through a baby's eyes. Things that you take for granted are just so beautiful.
Almost 2 years ago, Italian-American pianist Alessio Bax and his wife, pianist Lucille Chung, became the parents of an adorable little girl. Her name is Mila, and she's already traveled to some 15 countries as her parents tour the globe.
And so she grew up listening to all kinds of music that we were preparing and also to a recording that we would play to calm her down when she was first born. And some pieces really affected her in very specific ways. And I thought, you know, I have quite a few recordings to my credit on Signum, and I wonder if there was a way to curate a CD or, you know, a playlist that's designed for her, for the pieces that she likes, but also for adults to listen to in a kind of a seamless way.
That recording has turned into a very personal project. It's called Lullabies for Mila. It features 16 pieces from Alessio's previous recordings, and it opens with a piece Alessio's never recorded before, Edvard Grieg's Nocturne from his collection of lyric pieces.
Of course, it fits the theme really well as this ternary rhythm that really sounds like a cradle song a little bit. But then it's a very significant piece for me because it was one of the first pieces I played and the first one that I started winning competitions with. And it just, I haven't played it since I was 8 years old.
It took a while for Alessio to create just the right playlist. He wanted the music to be calming, but not boring. So after the quiet nocturne, you'll hear a more dramatic prelude number 4 by Rachmaninoff.
To make a journey for the listener, whether it's a toddler or a child or a parent, you need some sense of balance. I mean, I'm thinking of that piece, for example, and also the second movement of Moonlight Sonata, which is brighter in character than you would imagine a lullaby. And I think it needs balance in that sense. Otherwise, you're destined to put people asleep for the wrong reasons. You know, you want to make a calming, beautiful album, but not, of course, not a boring one. So together with my producer, Ander Barry, we came up with this playlist that is connected through keys and key relationships.
What makes this collection of lullabies even more special is that Mom performs on the recording too. Lucille Chung plays the only piece on this recording that's an actual lullaby. It's the waltz number 15 in A-flat major by Brahms. Alessio told me that every one of these pieces is special to him for different reasons, and it was no easy task narrowing the recording down to just 17 pieces.
I have to say, when I started the first playlist, I had maybe about 3 hours of music that I had to cut down. So each track is something special in a different way. But there's the Largo from the Bach Concerto. It's a transcription of mine. That's something I haven't played so much, and I recorded, it was my first CD for Signum, and it's always a pleasure to listen to, because it's, you know, almost thinking, oh, did I do that? You know, that kind of surprise factor.
Lullabies for Mila, a beautiful musical journey whether you're a parent, a child, or someone who's just discovering classical music. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.